Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, listeners, to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you right this very second in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting out with thanks for our U.S. listeners of the BTN News Show and those that are wanting to cut the cord and say, what are my options? Well, DirecTV Now might be your option, although it still kind of feels like cable. But anyways, a little behind the story here. Remember AT&T? Yeah, they purchased DirecTV about a year ago. And then they thought since everybody's cutting the cord, well, maybe they ought to start having a streaming TV service. Hence, here comes DirecTV Now. And actually, we'll be launching on the 30th of November in the U.S. Now, they're going to have a few packages to choose from. 60+ channels, $35 a month. Not too bad, I guess. After that, it just starts feeling like cable. They got a package called Just Right, $50 a month, 80 channels. Go Big, $60 a month, 100+ channels. Gotta Have It, $70 a month, that's 120+ channels. And then if you want HBO and Cinemax, that's $5 extra each. As in what devices it will be available on, well, of course, iOS and Apple TV. Got it on the Android platform as well. Amazon Fire TV is gonna have it. Will be compatible with Chromecast, your PC, and Mac. No word yet on Roku, but I would imagine... Surely, come on. All right, we haven't done this for a little while, but time for a little hacker news, yeah. Although the Japanese government's actually denying that this even happened. Now, apparently a secure network used by the country's defense forces was attacked earlier this year. Yeah, it ain't like anything, we're just hearing about it now. Apparently this hacker was able to break into the ground defense forces' computer systems. At least according to the report, which, by the way, that report was leaked to the Japan Times, hence this is where this is coming from. But on Monday, a ministry representative told Bloomberg News that report that it's not true, it didn't happen. Now, they did go on to say that they received numerous of suspicious emails and other contacts believed to be cyber attacks each and every day. But that was not the case with this, and they wouldn't comment any further. So we can get down to it, somebody's lying. And usually in the end, we find out it's the government. Oh, Skype on Linux is getting sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. That's because Microsoft has enabled Linux desktop users to send SMS text messages with the latest Skype Alpha for Linux. And some other things sprinkled in there will have support for remote escalation of one-on-one call to group call, improved crash reporting, because, yeah, we are hearing a lot about that, and, of course, those usual bug fixes and performance improvements. So what the heck are you waiting for? Listen to me. Go get it downloaded now. Get your SMS fingers a-rolling. And finally, nuclear waste. Yeah, let's just face it, it sucks. Seems nothing good can be said about it. Well, maybe until now. Seems scientists at the University of Bristol have found a way to convert thousands of tons of nuclear waste into, get this, man-made diamond batteries. What? Yes, yes, diamond batteries. Why would you want to make diamond batteries? Well, apparently they can generate a small electric current that will last 1,000 years. That's why you make diamond batteries. Okay, all right, this is getting cooler. Now, this nuclear diamond battery is based on the fact when a man-made diamond is exposed to radiation. Then it produces a small electric current. Yeah, probably very small, so you're gonna need a lot of batteries. But at least researchers are saying that makes it possible to build a battery with absolutely no moving parts, thus giving off no emissions whatsoever. Now, of course, this thing is just very much in its planning stage and researching and all that sort of stuff. So don't look for the latest cell phone to have diamond nuclear battery technology just yet. And those of you thinking, well, if it fails, at least we still got diamonds, right? Yeah, we sure do. I wouldn't recommend, though, putting that on a ring and then putting it on your loved one's finger, though. Diamonds, yeah, they'd still be radioactive for many, many years to come. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for everything that's going on at the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check out our blog, check out all the reviews, and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. Like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And if you haven't already, please check out our BTN community. So many lovely people over there will welcome you with open arms. You can find that at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show actually will not be here tomorrow, and of course we won't be here for Thursday either. I have a little business trip I have to attend to, so I'll be away for the next couple of days, but I promise you we will be back on Friday getting you caught up with the best technology news all over that whole bunch of space that's going to happen. But until then, hope you have a great Tuesday. Enjoy the next couple of days. We'll see you on Friday, and thank you very much for listening.